Dr. Richard Bosa, the head of COVID-19 response team in the Bikoi district of Eastern Uganda, says Njel Training Center was selected because it's isolated and it's spacious, thus has less chances of community transmission of COVID-19.
It is well fenced. The whole place is under a very good fence. So there are no possibilities of somebody who is suspected of being positive of mixing with the communities around. So, and with the security on the gate, we make sure that these people are localized, even within the facility localized. They are not allowed to move out until they are released officially after getting results from the samples taken from them.
Located some more than 80 kilometers away from the capital Kampala, the facility has received at least 100 people suspected of COVID-19, including Kenyans, Tanzanians, Rwandans and Ugandans, mainly truck drivers. Dr. Bosa is grateful sports facilities are directly playing a part in fighting the coronavirus disease.
Like Njel is being used to quarantine the suspects, and they are being planned to actually be isolation or treatment centers in the future in case we get many cases. These facilities have been availed to Ministry of Health, to districts. This is very good, and it is the evidence that sports or sports facilities are being supportive to the national response against COVID-19 in the country.
Ahmed Hussein is the spokesperson of Local FA, Federation of Uganda Football Associations, or FUFA.
As an institution running football in the country, and also on behalf of the football family, we believe that we can also play a part in saving the lives of those who have been, of course, affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. We can't attach any value to what, of course, the institution was going to spend during the period. Maybe the center is active, but we believe that many other people out there have also done the same in supporting the national task force. That is trying to fight the pandemic.
Usually, the facility works as the training ground for junior and senior national teams. It also hosts both local and regional youth tournaments, including SECAFA. COVID-19 is highly infectious and can stay on some surfaces for days. Dr. Bosa says they always fumigate the stadium and will disinfect it once the coronavirus pandemic has been overcome, so the stadium can be safe for use again.
As soon as we discharge people from that that facility, so we make sure that whenever a new team is coming in, the place is fumigated. Whenever they are moving out, we actually use this, the inmates themselves to fumigate the place. And when they go away, we still fumigate. And at times we get teams from the Ministry of Health who come fumigate quarantine centers.
In related development, FUFA this week approved the appropriation of the FIFA COVID-19 relief grant of $500,000, which will be allocated to local clubs in coming days. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.